John Dramani Mahama, President of the Republic of Ghana, Honorable Ministers, Ghana's High Commissioner to the UK, or as we say in Ghana, my sister, Her Excellency Saba Zita Benson, distinguished business leaders, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. And I think the fact that you introduced me as Kwame means that some of the video posts that we put out in the Ghana High Commission, in the British High Commission in Ghana, have landed. But I need to correct that. But I'll give you the real name later. It's not Kwame. But good morning. And on behalf of the British government, let me extend a very warm welcome to London and also to the summit. And actually, a particularly warm welcome to all of you who traveled all the way from Ghana. In the UK, we start every conversation by talking about the weather. And I hope you'll give us credit for having put on a good show in terms of London weather for you today. So as we are gathering here today for the summit, we do so with a very clear sense of purpose. We want to create new opportunities for investors, and we want to accelerate trade between our two countries. But we also recognize that even though we look to the future, we build on very strong foundations. And that's because the UK-Ghana partnership is already thriving. British businesses have been playing a prominent role in Ghana for decades, shaping sectors from banking to manufacturing. In finance, we celebrate 130 years of Standard Chartered's presence in Ghana, a powerful symbol of enduring confidence in Ghana's economy and financial sector. In manufacturing, Unilever's long-standing footprint has supported industrialization, local value addition, and job creation. In infrastructure, the new airport terminals in Kumasi and in Tamale are just the most recent examples, standing alongside roads, bridges and markets. In energy, Tullow, together with Ghanaian and international partners, discovered the Jubilee oil field in 2007, which transformed Ghana into a commercial oil producer. And more recently, the UK has supported renewable energy projects and marketed their development. In agribusiness, Blue Skies employs thousands of Ghanaians and exports fresh fruits directly to supermarkets within 48 hours. And I checked that just last night. It's on the shelf as we speak. Demeter Ghana is improving the productivity of over 100,000 farmers through targeted fertilizer, soil testing, and agronomic support. Body Shop UK has been sourcing shea butter from women's cooperatives in the northern region for over 34 years. And more recently, Margrace, a Ghanaian garment company, has started producing uniforms for Astor George. So these investments across Ghana are improving livelihoods at scales for thousands of people. So as I said, our partnership is already strong and the figures speak for themselves. Over the last 20 years, there have been more than 670 projects of UK foreign direct investment in Ghana, creating more than 44,000 jobs. Last year, UK foreign direct investment to Ghana stood at £1.8 billion, and bilateral trade was £1.6 billion. But what matters today is not just what we've built so far, but what we will build together next. And we're hearing very clearly that Ghana is back and that Ghana is open for business. We heard already about the renewed focus on economic stability, on reform, and on growth. As outlined in Ghana's Big Push infrastructure, 24-hour economy, and accelerated export development strategies. But crucially, it's not just about strategies. There's now a pipeline of concrete investable projects, and those projects echo the ambitions of the UK's modern industrial strategy. So the question for all of us in this room, therefore, is simple. How do we turn those opportunities into realities? And we think that the UK's role in this is clear. First of all, we bring capital. We do so through British firms already present in Ghana or entering the market. And we do so through institutions like British International Investment, UK Export Finance, and the Private Infrastructure Development Group. These three organizations alone have investments of £500 million in Ghana. We also bring access to global markets, and we do so through the City of London and UK capital markets. A good example is Mir Plantation's upcoming listing on the London Stock Exchange of an £85 million UK-Ghana Green Fund to pump capital into green projects in Ghana. This listing, coupled with Rainforest Builders' £9 million forest restoration project in Ghana's Oti region, highlights the role that UK companies play in innovative capital mobilization. But clearly, capital is not enough. What matters is how we connect that capital to the right opportunities. And that is why the UK-Ghana Growth Partnership, which will be launched today, matters. It's not simply a statement of intent. It's a practical approach to connect Ghana's investment pipeline with UK and international capital and to move from conversations to delivery. And through this partnership and through initiatives like the UK-backed deal room at this summit, which will highlight over £400 million of investment opportunities, we want to identify bankable projects and accelerate them towards financial closure. And this is not just about the future. We are already seeing the success of these initiatives in practice just as we start the summit. So today I'm pleased to announce that the UK-backed Private Infrastructure Development Group PIDG is making its largest investment to date, a £101 million ship repair and dry docking facility at Takoradi Port. Wow. This will create up to 430 jobs, 30% of which for women, and it will strengthen Ghana's role. Woo. That as well. The minister rightly pointed out that this deserves a special clap. But also it will strengthen Ghana's role as a regional maritime hub. So I'd like to acknowledge PIDG and Shipwright for their role in delivering this landmark project. Congratulations. Today, we are also launching the Green Project Preparation Facility with the Ghana Infrastructure Investment Fund to turn valuable ideas into investable climate focus projects. This will unlock up to 180 million in infrastructure deals that UK firms will participate in over the next 3 years. And please, can we also put our hands together for them? So these initiatives are significant steps in strengthening Ghana's infrastructure and in unlocking further investment by UK companies. But that is not all. UK exporters are expanding their presence in Ghana, bringing skills innovation and other expertise. The 4 million Eastwood Park and Mango Clicks health partnership is a great example. And we estimate that our transnational education and science and technology partnerships will generate over £61 million in UK exports and expertise over the next 3 years. So ladies and gentlemen, these are exactly the types of outcomes we want to achieve. Well-structured, investable projects that bring together Ghanaian ambition with UK and international capital and expertise. So let me end on this point. The next chapter of the UK-Ghana partnership will be defined by what we will deliver together, by the projects we develop and finance, by the businesses we grow, and by the jobs and prosperity we create in both countries. So this will require strong partnerships, and it will require a relentless focus on delivery. And on that, I pledge the UK government's full support. Thank you very much.